In studio, we have Gretchen Teague, who is directing the new production for Springfield Contemporary Theater, and Tim Caldwell, who is one of the actors in the show. The Spitfire Grill, which opens tonight at SCT Center Stage on the first floor of the Will Hoyt Building at the corner of Pershing and Robertson, and it runs through July the 27th, and it's based on a film by Lee David Zlotoff. All right, actually, Gretchen, I'll just let you sort of take off and tell us about this show and what, just anything that you can do to sell it to us here.
Well, it is loosely based on this film that came out in the 90s. It was a spectacular film, but the stage version of it is not necessarily directly true to that film. So if you've seen the film, you might understand some of the characters a little bit more depth. But if you haven't seen it, don't rush out and watch it, because it is quite a bit different.
Okay.
But it's the story of a young woman who comes into a very small town.
The town of
Gilead, Wisconsin, where the highway went through, you know, several towns away. So it missed their town. Their town is kind of falling apart. And she comes in to make a fresh start. And, of course, the locals are not happy with her there. And they kind of go out of their way to cause some trouble for her. But she wins them in the end with her big heart.
Now, the name of the show, the Spitfire Grill, refers to the only eatery in the town of Gilead, Wisconsin.
That's right. It's the only place you can go to eat, so no matter how bad a cook you are, people will still come back. It's the only place to eat. So
you're also forced to encounter everyone in town and their gaze.
Yeah, right there in that one little spot. So all the gossip happens there, and it's run by this sort of curmudgeon-y old woman named Hannah Ferguson.
And the people in the town seem to be in a holding pattern of just, you know, that since the highway didn't go through the town, they're all just scrambling to try to survive. But their old systems aren't working anymore. And so when this fresh blood comes into town, and just the idea that she comes in with the concept of hope, that there's something to hope for, really undermines this holding pattern everyone's in.
They don't quite know what to do with somebody who's positive, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And they don't know what to do with someone who loves the town, because they're so tired of working hard and being there, and they just don't see the beauty that she sees in the town.
She comes into town because she sees a newspaper, a picture of it, and she, you know, leaves her old life and comes to a place just based upon a picture of an idealized, like, postcard of a town. And
But she's it doesn't someone, feel idealized to them, to the residents.
Not at all. And she doesn't seem like somebody who would bring hope to a place. Her past isn't something that would garner you to think, well, there's a hopeful Pollyanna character. Not necessarily.
Right.
Because, yeah, the publicity refers to an uncertain past, and that can mean any host of things.
Right. She's definitely had a rough past.
I would say the same thing about the show. You know, a lot of people don't know the Spitfire Grill because of how it opened up. It debuted off-Broadway on September 7th, 2001.
And so, 4 days before September 11th, yep.
So it's been being revitalized all around the country and around the world, actually. And it won the Richard Rogers Award from the American Academy of Arts. So it's a wonderful book, wonderful music. It just... like a mystery that people – well, it's not a mystery why people didn't hear about
right.
it. It wasn't a popular time in New York for Broadway and off-Broadway shows.
and we should say that it is a musical. It's – yeah.
It is absolutely a musical, and it's – the music has a little bluegrass, a little folk music to it.
Rock.
But rock. The cast belts it out for sure.
Well, it's interesting that a story like this, you would almost think it would be set in a southern town. But here we're set up in Wisconsin, so
right.
That does that have any impact on the type of music?
I don't really think so.
I don't think so either.
It kind of is sort of a Midwestern sound, mm-hmm. you know. But it's the score itself is just very compelling. It's fun to listen to.
Right, now, Tim, what are you playing in the show?
I play a character named Caleb, who was the foreman of the quarry. And that closed, and now I'm trying to sell real estate, but no one wants to live in this town. And I lived under the shadow of a war hero who I idolized, you know, who was like the golden boy of town, and he went missing in action. And so I'm always trying to live up to some standard that is impossible to achieve. So I'm very joyful to be around that sarcasm.
Right. Well, the other folks in the cast include Elizabeth Katz, Allie Smith, Aubrey Smith, Jody Smith, and somebody named Sean Teague.
Right.
And Vince Miller.
And Vince Miller. And so it's a fairly good-sized cast.
It's there's seven in the cast altogether. Two of the Smiths are related. Allie and Jody are mother-daughter. And Aubrey comes from a different Smith family, but we still claim her. And it's really lovely. They have a great dynamic together, a good chemistry. So their voices are just like angels singing.
Now, the being in center stage in the Wilhoit, has that had any impact on how you've staged this show? Because it's such an intimate space, and the audience, you're in their laps and they're in yours, basically, and there's no place to hide.
What's really interesting about this space is it is set up in three quarters. So the audience is on three sides.
Right.
And you feel, when you're sitting in the audience, a couple of things. You feel like you're there in the grill as a part of the story, but you also sort of have this cinematic view of it. So you're looking at over-the-shoulder shots or things from different perspectives that you wouldn't see on a proscenium stage. And
well, it is different for the actors, too, because they're not just projecting outward. You have to remember that you've got people on two sides as well as in front of you.
Right. We've joked about how you have to act with your back.
Backting.
Call it backting.
Yes.
Backting. Because you don't have that safety of being able to just to turn and act with your face. So
As an actor, you want to reject it. You're like, I can't turn around completely. Are you kidding me? There are people back there.
Right. So it's really interesting space. Very intimate. The audience is right there on top of the actors.
I equate it to the balcony theater in Craig Hall, in very much as far as size and configuration. And actually, configuration can be changed in that theater. So.
Right, right. I'm excited to see what they do in the future. I know there's lots of different opportunities to move that space around. And so it should be fun.
And it's got gorgeous air conditioning.
The air conditioning works,
right.
And there's no stairs or elevator to climb or to get into. And it's
funny to stand in the lobby of the new space and look across the street and look up into the Vandervoort building and think, wow, we've come so far.
Across the street, a block away at most.
But in its 20th year, it's just such a dynamic space. And it's nice that the space itself is dynamic.
Yeah. So. All right, Spitfire Grill, the musical based loosely on the film, opens tonight at SCT Center Stage at the corner of Pershing and Robertson and runs through July the 27th. Performances are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and three Sunday matinees all at 2 p.m. on July 13th, 20th, and 27th. Ticket information is 831-8001, the Springfield Contemporary Theater box office phone number, or go online, springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. And, of course, you can also always look at their Facebook page as well. Have we left anything out that you think is important?
Come see the show.
That's important. That's the most important thing. All right. Gretchen Teague is directing Spitfire Grill, and Tim Caldwell, what's your Caleb is your character's
Caleb
name.
Caleb Thorpe.
The curmudgeonly Caleb Thorpe.
That's right.
All right. Sorry. Played by the curmudgeonly Tim Caldwell.
Thanks for typing.
Right.
That's right.
Well, thanks a lot for being here this morning.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. All right.